Yes, top man.
Oh, okay.
There's something else. When we lived up at the other house, three-room house, we had a swing on our porch. We always had a swing. And then when we moved in town, we had a swing. And we had a swing at the other house. We had a swing. All three houses, we always had a swing that I grew up with. And something, too, about Sunday afternoon and Sunday. You didn't work on Sunday. Mm-hmm. No. That was one thing. You didn't get out and work in the yard. Considered almost like a heathen. And that's true. I know when the missionary ladies come in town, they it had been said that they had in their ministry that back here was a definite need to spread the word of the Lord because of the heathens.
We were considered.
But I didn't think they would be. You don't think a lot about that. Now, what else you wanted to know? Something? Why the union?
Why would they be striking?
Oh, mercy. They tried to fire this guy or make him work for a different place he was supposed to, or do something he wasn't supposed to, and things like that, or, you know, not pay him right or something like that. The union's right, and they'd all come out together. One thing about a union. Plus better wages, better working conditions. And the company, if they didn't want to do that, the union would come up with something. Because the mines is a very dangerous place to be. Very, very dangerous. And like I said, my dad didn't want my brother to go to work. And my husband's dad, who was a coal miner too, didn't want him to go working in the mines because they thought there was a better way. There had to be a better life because they worked all their life. And see, my dad was not educated that well. He didn't know. And my mom wasn't educated, so if we learned anything, then we had to dig for ourselves to get it. Because they couldn't come up in school work. It was very, very difficult. And a good portion of the kids I grew up with either left or else they married somebody that was a miner and went to work in the mines and stuff like that. They stayed there in their children, because I know there's some still back there. It's just a difficult thing. In a little bitty mining town. Oh, yeah, I know. Wasn't incorporated. And I know the county seat is Clintwood, Virginia. I know when I was so thrilled when they got this first track. And that's been since we met.
That's been in my life. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah, we got a track.
I couldn't figure out what the big deal was about it. Stupid traffic light. Everybody's like, oh, you get the traffic light.
Uh huh. Because they didn't have one.
Yeah, so.
Didn't have one. And if you went to the movies, you had to go to Clinton, 7 miles from Clintonstone. But I only remember going to two in my lifetime. And I only remember when I grew up too. Yeah, I didn't see the beach till I went to college. Didn't know something like that existed.
Really?
I'd learned, you know, in school, there were oceans and things, but when I first saw it, it was breathtaking. And I never believed there was that much water and where it was going. And that's the reason I love the beach to this day. Being raised in the mountains, seeing the mountains all the time, seeing the beauty of the mountains and the beauty of the trees blooming in first thing in the spring and the different winds come out in different weather. But there's just something about seeing the sea. Also, yeah. I wish there would be more things for the community that would have had maybe for me growing up, but I didn't think I missed a whole lot. Like going roller skating and bowling or something like that. You know, I'd go on the move. You know? I mean, you learn when you're growing up as a little girl, you make do. Play with what little you have to play with. As I said, I loved outside. I played cowboys and Indians, and I know my mama saved me from my friend hanging me one day. I was a mean person, and they caught me, and I was going to get home. And I would have been home if she hadn't saved me.
And I wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be around. And stuff. And it was a treat for us, I guess, to get a drink from the store, like the fountain drinks and things. That was like a treat. So,
to do that. And we'd walk around in town, take walks, and walk in the hills. And then, of course, in the hills, way back, I remember walking one time, way back in the hills, and there was this, looked like it had been at one time or another, coal mine. And that was the remains of my coal. Because the hills was full of it. It's grown up for years. It's been that way.
And it's still full of coal, too, because under Klitschko.
And, of course, you say that it doesn't grow back, but it does, because they've shut down mines and also reopened mines. So how does it get back there?
I don't even want to get into
that. You don't want to get into that. Well, another thing, too, all the houses built the same in the town by the company. Also, the company owns the mineral rights to this day.
Mm-hmm.
But now, before they can break the surface, they've got to pay you for that. But they can also dig from one other place underneath your
mineral rights.
The mineral rights is there.
Mm-hmm.
And the company set it up that way. Clinchfield Coal Company. Clinch Coal is named after Clinchfield Coal Company.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, do you have any instances when, like that you can remember when there were miners killed in cave-ins?
Oh, yes. I remember our post lady, the mail woman, the post office,
and we didn't have delivered mail. You go to the post office.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still that way in Brooksville now.
Uh-huh.
You have to go pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband was killed in the mines. And also, my cousin Willie was killed in the mines. Fell in and crushed him. There's always that danger. And then when they started letting women in the mine, just since I've been in Alabama, back home, they let women in the big mine back home. It was bad. Mine actually killed a family and a woman. And sometimes, like I said, they didn't want you to smoke because of that gas. Because that gas is always present. And then you have what you call rock dust. You put in the mines to keep down the dust. It's so bad, and also the gas or whatever. I thought some of that was produced here in Jacksonville. There used to be a place up here in Jacksonville that had those bags of dust, and I believe they used that to put in the mines. They shipped those. Put in the mine, and you have rock dust. And always my daddy seemed like he kept a call, but part of that was because of the smoke, you know, chemicals, right? But also it's because of the dust from the mine. And he used to mix up rock candy and moonshine liquor. His mother hated his passion, but he did it. I finally found out who sold it.
Okay, so he didn't actually make it.
No, he'd buy some white light, I call it. And I had a cough one time, and he had mixed up white light. He used to mix yellow with white light and rock candy together. And I took just a tablespoonful of that. Lord, that would clear anything.
Didn't have that cough no more, huh?
No. And Daddy used to go sing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to do a thing hole. That's ginseng to you.
Okay.
S-A-N-G means.
Okay, not singing as in singing using voice.
Singing.
Okay.
Singing. He go and he collect singing and sell it. Daddy would do that. He knew what to look for and what to look for in the hills. No deal. Now, Mamma has told me about this tree that is even here in Alabama, the Sarvis tree. That blooms, first thing in spring is beautiful. Sarvis, S-A-R-V-I-C-S, mm-hmm. Sarvis bush. And what core we have a mountain log, always a mountain log, beautiful. And a lot of the places I know, my mother has six drowning fish.
Dry land fish.
Yes, it's this little thing that she did. She fixed it for Rick. Dry land fish, this plank type thing for like a little
saying she's cooked dry land fish.
So does it taste like fish or something?
Yeah.
But it's not really.
I know
fish.
We've been crawdad hunting too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've eaten creases. No, not weeds. Creases that you can't buy here in Alabama. I have to get them from my mama in Virginia. Creases. There's dry land creases and there's wet bank creases in the bank. And see, when I started going with your dad, see his house, their house that was built, they didn't have no furnace. They had these chimneys. And you used to have to put coal in them and wood and everything to burn. And then at night you had to bank fire. And see, I was not used to, I guess one of the living conditions I've endured here is like, the heat is different than in the mountains to here. The heat is totally different. I was not used to no fan, no air conditioning. It was just not there. I mean, we didn't worry about that. Now, it was hot sometimes. You'd try and find a cool place in the bed to put your feet. And screen doors. We didn't have a whole lot of screen doors. I know it's a 3 room cafe, so no screen doors. And the flies would just come in. And you'd have a fly swatter. No, it was a fly killer. A fly swatter, it was a fly killer to me.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I call it a fly killer because I was brought up calling it that. But one of the biggest, going back, one of the biggest influences, I think, in my life was knowing that, you know, my parents lived very hard, raised very hard, had very little, taught us to save, taught us to be careful and care for other people, not to be stingy in that sense of the word, but a lot, the Democrats very strong in our family, which I tried to learn. Also, remember the union, you can't make it without the Lord. And you know who your friends are when they have a strike. And it can get dangerous in a strike. People have gotten killed. And you just do not cause a problem during the strike. People do get killed. And have gotten killed in the last 10. When they got killed when they were on the strike that last time. And my mother keeps talking about John Elwood, how strong he was and what he did for us. Stood for the miners. And they lived through hard, hard times. I don't recall ever my daddy, I guess, maybe one or two times, maybe being in a suit. He always wore black. Mother wore print dresses, as she called them. To this day, she wears print dresses. And for us, I didn't have the finest. She made me suits when I was in high school. I don't recall wearing jeans. No, nothing like that. We didn't have the finest car always. And also, my mother doesn't drive, and I don't drive. My husband's mother don't drive. That was, the grandmother didn't drive. It was just one of those things. The men drove. That's one distinct thing. Most of you men in the town drove. The women didn't. The women stayed home. They're the children. And what the women did work, of course, they worked in a sewing factory in Clinton. Sometime, or the men worked in a sewing factory. You had a service station. Or repair, you know, repair vehicles or something like that. And then you, of course, had some teachers to work at. But, that's one thing I do remember. And also the fun part was the delivery groceries. When we got the telephone, I guess that was a link to the outside world with the telephone and TV. And,